Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
We're building a home at 6655 Blue Ray Street, which we're planning on moving into hopefully very soon. And we own all the property on both sides of the street after the very first lot, and we would like to be able to gate it off for security reasons, for people coming down the street dumping their trash at the end of the road.
Just basically privacy.
Privacy, you know, just use our property how we would like to use it.
We have approximately 65 acres around Luray Street there, so we're just trying to gate it off, basically.
Now, I know you may not know where Luray Street is, okay? You may not know the voices of Thomas and Megan Kaziers, who I don't think have ever been in front of the Santa Rosa County Commission for any reason before, at least not that I can remember. But you will know the location we're talking about. It's the Flamingo House. It's the giant, bright, pink toe of a house right there on Garcon Point Road. If you've been on Garcon Point Road at any time in the last, gosh, what, 5 or 6 years at least, you know exactly the home we're talking about. And so what you've got is that's out on the corner, and Luray Street runs east from Garcon Point Road, and it runs back into Meg and Tom's property of about 60 acres where they're building a nice new house. In fact, their property, if you look on the map, it's a really interesting and sprawling parcel. It's a wild parcel. So the reason this has become a thing is because you may remember, and if you don't, that's okay. That's why I'm here to remind you. A few months ago, it came to the county commission that somebody had just put a gate up across a county road. And John, just for clarity's sake, is it legal to put a gate across a county road?
No, sir.
No, it's not.
It's not at all.
Even if you own all the property behind the gate, the road still belongs to the county. And it is illegal to put a gate up. And so they had done this because they own all the property back there, and they didn't want people coming back there anymore. And they said, well, you know, we'll just put up a gate and ask for forgiveness later. Well, 3 years later, there was some concern about it.
But one of the things that we did realize is you guys, you were putting a gate there. And, of course, I understand the gate there, but it was a little premature, of course.
It was a little premature to not get permission from the county to put a gate across, you know, a county road.
You know, it is county, it is taxpayer property,
right,
as it stands right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know that that road is not in the greatest shape, but it still was created by taxpayer dollars. Right. But at the same time, I'd like to see a little bit of a quid quo pro.
Quid pro quo. It's something for something. Pro is the middle word, not the third word. But, it, you know, it's an understandable gaffe from Kerry Smith. So, you know, they're basically what they're wanting to do is vacate the right-of-way, which is give up the road because the county has no interest in that road anymore. There's no property back there. It doesn't belong to the Kaziers. And they're saying, look, we just want to have it all belong to us. We want to put up a gate properly. And we want to have the, you know, get rid of the road. We'll take care of it, everything from there. You don't need that road. And Kerry's like, well, I'm giving you something that belongs to the public. We should get something so the public benefits.
And the, just
how we would like
to
use it.
That farm gate that I had up, it's been up for probably three and a half years now. And it never became a problem until a month ago. Like, so I don't.
Well, it came a problem because we saw it.
Right, and I get that, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why we're here to fix it, and we're just hoping to get permission to do so.
Nobody knew, well, you're hoping to get forgiveness, but nobody knew you'd put up because nobody cared all that much. But part of the problem is that people drive down that road because they turn to go look at the Flamingo House. And then they can't turn around, or because there's trucks that get down there and can't turn around, and it's basically a dead end with ditches on either side, and the fence made it so that people couldn't really turn their cars around. They're getting cars ditched on the side and all this kind of stuff. And Carrie's like, look, I understand it makes sense why you want to close it off, but...
Just like to have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of quid quo pro, is what I'm saying.
Pro quo. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened on Navarre Parkway in Whispering Pines. It's got traffic blocked in both directions. Just minor delays associated with that. Also, we have a traffic light out at Highway 29 and Muskogee Road. So be aware of that. But other than that, we're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. 300 or so on the lot, all different models, all different makes, all different styles, trucks, vans, SUVs, sedans, all that stuff, sports cars. And the value of Frontier, aside from how they do business and the prices and the warranty through 100,000 miles or 10 years, I mean, all the stuff, is right in one place. You can compare all kinds of different cars. You may not know what you want, or you might think you do, but you could see four other kinds of minivans all in one place without having to drive around town and remember what you learned there and meet four new salespeople all the time. Just, it's much simpler. It is really the giant buffet of good quality used cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to this conversation about Luray Street off of Garcon Point. Thank you. Off of Garcon Point Road, the Flamingo House, the big pink house, okay, is on the corner. And these folks own 60 acres back behind there, and they just closed off the road that's a county road because they thought, well, it's our road. I mean, you know, who would want to use it? Well, you know, people. And so the question is, what should be done? Should they be able to vacate the right-of-way and build a gate? And what should they do in order to trade with the county for this privilege of being able to close off that road? Colton Wright?
The thing that creates, I think, a little bit of an issue is you took a public roadway and gated it off, and right. As you just admitted, it's been up for 3 years.
Right.
I drive by there all the time, never realized it was gated off because right. I wasn't looking for it.
Yeah.
But you can imagine if somebody just decided to put a gate on any other public roadway in the county, that if it was a through street, obviously it wouldn't have been allowed, right?
And right.
So you do understand you violated the law.
Totally get that.
Okay. Yeah. Again, I broke the law. but why would he do it? And the why he would do it is actually kind of interesting.
Let me add this. So when we purchased all the property around it, that road was basically not a road. It was so overgrown, like the amount of work I put into it to clean it, and the garbage dump, the fencing,
sure.
the garbage, the tires. I mean...
Tires,
two and a half
tires,
years of work, working my butt off to clean that road off. There was never a turnaround since we've owned it. So, like, it was barely a street when we got it.
But, yeah, no, I totally understand. It's always better to ask for permission.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if this was any other roadway,
that's right.
This would have been a significant problem.
So they have the property and they cleaned it up. And, you know, in rural areas and dead ends, people go and dump stuff, lots of stuff, appliances, trash, tarps, tires, old boats. I mean, you know, it's bad. And so his thought was, well, this is my property. I want to clean it up so that I can build this house back here and enjoy this house. And I don't want people coming back in here and dumping anymore. The county's obviously not maintaining this very well. Nobody even knew this happened for 3 years. So let's just put up a gate. What's the big deal? You know, why not? Well, you know, because you can't. That's a rule. Colton Wright is asking the question, well, why not just put the gate back by the house?
Why could you not just fence off your property where you're building your home for security purposes?
And we could, but being that we own everything literally from their property line and our property line back, and our property surrounds Luray Street, we own both sides of the street all the way around it. We're just trying to get privacy.
We would like to be able to use our whole property without it being... going through a fence to get to another part, like it's one yard.
And a big part is, no offense, but their house, they like have Christmas light, like bright pink lights and blow-ups all year round, and we're trying to kind of hide the view from our nice new home we're building.
Now we got the issue. No, it's partially they want to keep people away from dumping and causing problems, and partially they want full use of their property, and partially they presumably want to put up, I don't know, fence, trees, something, so they don't have to look at the ugly pink house that is beautiful for the owners, but not so beautiful for them. So guess what? The owners of the Pink House were also there, right? So Tommy Carter.
I got to tell you, they've done a great job. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful home. They cleared off. They've worked really hard on their property. And I think I can speak for Kat as well, that we have no problem with vacating from that point down. We have a beautiful home too, though. In fact, I think probably the most photographed home in Santa Rosa County, because it's the Hello Kitty house. Puts a lot of smiles on the kids' faces when they come by. And we have had and continue to have a lot of people come down just to take pictures of the house. And we like that. We're proud of that.
And part of the problem is that when people turn down there, there's no good way for them to turn around. So they're turning around in their own driveway, which is damaging the driveway, or they get stuck in the ditches and they've had to pull them out. I call it the Flamingo House. He calls it the Hello Kitty house, but you know the house you're talking about.
There used to be a turnaround at the end of the road, small, but there used to be one. So all we're saying is there needs to be an access to people coming down up to the point, if y'all agree to the vacate, up to that point so people can turn around without going into the ditch, because we have had to pull people out of the ditch or help them get out.
And it's interesting because both sides are being very kind of civil. Right? You could see this getting acrimonious, right? But it's not been that way. Catherine Carter, his wife, the owner of the Hello Kitty or Flingo house.
We've bought the house in 2005, and it was gray. My lifetime, that's a different story. I wanted a pink house, and there's different reasons for that. But when y'all did buy that property or the house, you knew my house was pink, and I had blow-ups and pink lights and everything there.
You knew when you moved in. Okay.
That makes me happy, and I feel like I'm on vacation there.
Aww.
Our tax dollars are there for the road, and yes, we're very happy to have them as our neighbors too, but I don't care if our house is $300,000 or $1 million house. We're all the same people. We all have the same rights. We all pay taxes.
Yeah, I mean, the Kazirs are very wealthy, clearly, based on other things that got said in the conversation. And so, you know, she says, we're all entitled to equality before the law. You know, just because you have a big house back there doesn't mean you get to set the rules for yourself. We want to get along. We like you. Don't have a problem.
Just saying, we don't have no problem with them wanting their own property, their own land down there. Makes sense. But we don't want anybody turning around in front of our house and using our driveway either.
So what would you do if you're a county commissioner? How do you solve this problem? How do you solve it? Well, Rhett Rowell says, you know, look, I agree with Kerry Smith and Colton Wright, who talked before about this. It, you know, we don't want to give up a right-of-way just for nothing.
The only problem I have, or the main problem I have, is just, you know, county property and just the actual vacating it without getting anything back in return for the taxpayer.
Even though it was closed for 3 years and nobody noticed. So it's not sure that you have much value in that to begin with. So what they ultimately decided was, look, on your part of the property where you actually own it, if you build a turnaround of some kind that is comparable to what a county road would have if it were to build a turnaround, then all good. And you can't engineer that on a fly during a county commission meeting, so let's push it to January. You get together with the engineers. You pay to take care of that on your property at your expense. We will then have your gate. Then you will have control of the property. We'll vacate the right-of-way. You'll have a turnaround for the cars. The Hello Kitty people can be happy. You can be happy. Everybody can be happy. See, it's a nice resolution. It was the kind of thing that could have been a big squabble. I thought it was fascinating just as a story about how government works and how people might disagree as neighbors. But in the end, you know, this, unless something goes wrong between now and January, this looks like a very amicable solution to a relatively complex and weird phenomenon where somebody just decided to build a gate to close off a county road one day. 724 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you need a new roof, or you're not sure, you know, maybe insurance is talking to you or thinking about selling your house and you're worried you might need one, or, I mean, if you got some kind of a problem or something hit it and you might wonder, can I repair it? Call Quality Roofing Solutions. They'll take care of you. Brian Ward founded the company 19 years ago in 2006, and they have been, you know, doing 10,000 roofs, you know, no big deal, 10,000 roofs since then, which is an amazing number. They stand by their roofs with a lifetime warranty. They have a 4.9 rating on Google. They do all kinds of local stuff related to sports and, you know, charity work. And they just try to run the company the way it should be run, based on people coming to them and needing to trust them for their services. Trying to save you money, trying to tell you what's going on, keep you informed, create a documentary record of everything they do with hundreds of photos before, during, and after, so that you have that available later on the cloud. So if there's, God forbid, ever a thing with your house, you know, you have a claim. Anyway, call them and find out what makes them different. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free right now. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect a 10-minute delay. Also, Highway 29 southbound heading toward 9 Mile from 10 Mile. I expect about a 12-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Anderson Subaru sharing more than ever during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Buy a new Subaru now through January 2nd, and Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. With 0.9% financing for 72 on 2025 Outback models, 1.9% financing for 48 on 2025 Forester models, and 1.9% financing for 72 on new Crosstrek models. It's never been easier to share the love. So far, we've donated over $200,000 to fight breast cancer in Pensacola. At Anderson Subaru, now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The first of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." This commandment, found in Exodus 20, is startling to most Americans. Our culture has emphasized religious tolerance to an unbiblical and unhealthy extreme. No other gods means that there is only one true God. The implication is that not every religious road leads to heaven. The Bible presents us with one God whose name is Jehovah, and he is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is a loving, holy, powerful God who is our provider, sustainer, creator, and savior. Isaiah tells us that he is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I urge you, take time to worship him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Daniel will not stop crying. I changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the period of purple crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Here's a tale of Linda trying to lose weight, but the med prices she found were all over the place.
Hidden fees and markups made her jaw drop low. Then she found GoodRx. Now she's in the know.
GLP-1 prescriptions FDA approved.
With clear upfront pricing.
And same day pickup.
That's GoodRx, the no-nonsense way. Save time and money on prescriptions.
Get to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ah, fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
That's Italian for a nice leg. 729 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, good morning. Police are still searching for the gunman that killed at least two students and wounded nine others at Brown University in Rhode Island on Saturday. The investigation continues after police released a person of interest from custody yesterday. Rhode Island Attorney General Peter Nerona says he's confident the case will be solved. Pope Leo calling for prayers for the victims in Sunday's terror attack against the Jewish community in Australia. 15 people were killed, dozens injured there on Sydney Beach. And Merriam-Webster has chosen its word of the year. It's slop. The dictionary defines it as low-quality digital content produced by AI.
It feels like the choice embodies the meaning of the word they've chosen. I'm just not sure that's the word that we want to go with for the year.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Papa. Hollywood legend Rob Reiner's wife, Michelle, found dead inside their Los Angeles area home.
Police did confirm that the initial call came from inside the home. There are reports that it was made by Reiner's daughter, Romy. Some reports that among those being questioned is the Reiner's 32-year-old son, Nick. He has been open in the past about his mental health issues and his struggles with drug addiction.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt at the scene in Brentwood. At least 15 people gunned down on a beach in Australia. The anti-Semitic attack at a Hanukkah celebration Sunday night. Cops say a father and son opened fire.
The 24-year-old who was born in Australia is now in police custody. He's under watch at hospital.
Sky News reporter Jonathan Lee. The father was killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Sunshine right now and off to a cold start, 28 degrees. Our full forecast with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 is on the way in just a few minutes. More than 500 volunteers turned out on Saturday at Barrancas National Cemetery for Wreaths Across America. The national initiative honors veterans by laying wreaths on their gravesites the third Saturday of December. This year, more than 30,000 wreaths were placed at the Pensacola Cemetery. Volunteers say it is a meaningful way to pay respect to those who have served. The Pensacola chapter started 17 years ago, only had 7 wreaths at that time. Now, most gravesites are adorned. Wreath-laying ceremonies also happened in Fort Walton Beach, Milton, and Spanish Fort. Okaloosa County Sheriff's deputies are investigating a shooting early this morning in Fort Walton Beach. Deputies say they responded to a home on Dates Avenue after reports of gunfire there. 2 people were found with gunshot wounds. They were both hurt but are expected to survive. Investigators say somebody fired multiple rounds through a bedroom window. The suspect or suspects are still unidentified. The long-pending Hawkshaw project is moving forward next year. Developers expect to begin construction next year after winning approval this last week for a new design. The 227-unit residential development on South 9th Avenue will be 7 stories tall with a parking deck and a resort-style pool overlooking Veterans Memorial Park and Pensacola Bay. The plan also includes a co-working space and public art displays. The planning board approved the design. The Community Redevelopment Agency also approved a change allowing the building to be 7 stories. Developers say they do plan to apply for their building permits early in February, and construction could start before the October 2026 deadline. A St. Michael Catholic High School football coach made his NFL comeback over the weekend. Phillip Rivers, the Fairhope Cardinals head coach started at quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts against the Seattle Seahawks. The 44-year-old making his return after a 5-year break from professional football.
It's really a dream come true for our entire football team. I mean, it means so much to us.
That is Brooks Maloney, a player on the St. Michael Catholic team. Rivers played 17 seasons in the NFL previously, mostly with the Los Angeles Chargers. His players and their parents gathered to watch the coach on the gridiron. The team had an undefeated regular season this year, with players crediting Rivers' coaching strategies. The Colts lost 18-16 to the Seahawks, but it was still a memorable night for the Fairhope community. The Florida Department of Transportation will begin a $20 million resurfacing project on I-10 early next year. That work stretches from Perdido River Bridge at the state line to west of Highway 29. The project includes installing a wrong-way detection system, high-tension cable barriers to prevent crossover crashes, and median crossovers for emergency vehicles. Workers will also be replacing guardrails and repairing expansion joints. You can expect some traffic work and lane closures Sundays through Thursdays between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. That project should wrap up in late 2027. At 7:35, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends, a Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you. I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29. Seeing about a 15-minute delay, and also Highway 29 southbound, south of 9 Mile Road, experiencing a 15-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. It is 7:35 here at News Radio 92.3, 28. We've got sunny skies. Let's get a check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
It is going to be very cold through the morning and through your afternoon, starting off with temperatures in the 20s, slowly warming up in the afternoon, highs to staying in the upper 40s, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, getting cold again, back into the 30s, around 33 degrees for your low tonight. Heading into your Tuesday, sunny skies, highs warming up near 58 degrees, and by Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 49 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 7:36, our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A new CNBC survey found the high cost of goods has emerged as a major factor affecting how much shoppers spend and where they spend it. Overall, 41% of Americans plan to spend less for the holidays this year, which is 6 points higher than a year ago. Bloomberg News reports software company ServiceNow is in advanced talks to buy cybersecurity startup Armis, which was last valued at $6.1 billion. The deal, which could reach a $7 billion valuation, would be ServiceNow's largest acquisition. YouTube CEO Neil Mohan is the latest in line of tech bosses who have admitted to limiting their children's social media use as the harms of being online for young people have become more evident. Mohan, who took the helm of YouTube's leadership in 2023, was just named Time's 2025 CEO of the Year. Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 245, the NASDAQ down 398, the S&P 500 down 73. That's Your Money Now.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest continues nightly in downtown Pensacola. Catch the Grinch versus Santa scavenger hunt, the Polar Express Tour, Charlie Brown, and of course, Photos with Santa. Get all the details at visitpensacola.com. Friday night, it's a festive gallery night all along Palafox. This month's theme is Threads of Cheer. Join your friends and family for the music, food, and over 70 art vendors. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us. A gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas.
From all of us to all of you,
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
This is going to take an all hands on deck. And that's why I'm going to ask for a letter from our board. As I said, Senator Moody has already sent a letter to Homeland Security. Congressman Petronas has sent one into Lundy. Admiral Lundy, I think I'm saying his name right. And so we're going to need to have all assets here.
Mike Kohler, County Commissioner Mike Kohler there talking about the push, the application, the effort to secure the additional training facility and capacity for the United States Coast Guard that has suddenly become a possibility here at NAS Pensacola. As you heard him mention there, working with Jimmy Petronas' office, who is on the line with us now. Congressman, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. How cold is it there? It's 19 up here, 17 actually.
Oh, it's a frisky 28 right now, so it's actually pretty warm. It's going to get back to being 60 or 70. I'll take that. Warm Christmas, not a snowy one. Before we get to talking about the code, I just want to make sure to cover the. You were at the parade on Saturday. For whatever reason, I did not bump into you, but you were also at Destin. You did two parades on Saturday, right?
I did, but you just. Don't think so much of yourself. I may have been avoiding you.
Fair enough. It seems about right. I always do worry if I'm taking enough baths. So, okay, fair enough. So, you know, easy question. Which parade was better?
Oh, my God. So both parades were great. Don't get me wrong. But, man, that Pensacola parade, it was so stinking big.
I know.
We ran out of candy probably. I mean, both of them. You know, Graham went and bought an extra bunch of candy. And I think, gosh, what are we doing all this candy? And, you know, we went through a lot in Destin. But we could have had double for Pensacola and still have run out.
Yeah, it was very populated. There was a lot of people there. The last couple of parades have been a little bit light, but that one was massive for sure. Lots and lots of people. So.
Well, and if we use the official Bruce test, Bruce is our shelter dog. Bruce was in both parades with us. In the Destin parade, I got him out of the car to walk some. He was okay. In the Pensacola parade, we could not get him back in the car afterwards because he enjoyed walking in the parade so much. So I know one
four-legged dude, you know, he likes,
dude, who really enjoyed it.
I gotcha. So the Coast Guard training facility, this kind of just suddenly comes up, and you know, all of a sudden we're looking at what, 15,000 possibly people, you know, Coasties coming here to train as a secondary boot camp facility. Realistically, how good are our odds? I know I talk with Mike Kohler. I know what his assessment is, but from your perspective, you know, you're much closer to the decision maker, so to speak. What are we really looking at here?
I'm wearing it out. So my office in D.C. is next door to the Coast Guard liaison office.
Oh, that's so, right. You know, that's right. Backseat middle on the hump works to your advantage here. Right. Go on.
Yeah. So the Commandant, all those guys are always next door. So, you know, they know, because now I'm on their subcommittee of oversight, that they're constantly knocking on the door, sticking their head in. So we're working it from every level. Last week was the Coast Guard's Christmas party. I specifically went to that, and tracked down Admiral Lundy and expressed my enthusiasm for Pensacola and what we could bring and offer. So, I mean, we're working it from every angle that we can. We'll work with Senator Sullivan's office from Alaska. We'll work with, you know, Senator Scott. And we start to get a little bit of a niche of those players that have a nexus to the Coast Guard to try to work on priorities together.
Is it a getting people here to look around? What is the next step? I mean, I assume that they've got a handful of offers. You know, I hear Virginia's in the mix and a couple of other places. But, you know, what should our next goal be? What should we be hoping for?
Well, I mean, it's just like any other campaign. You've got to go out and win an election. So we got to prove what we can bring to the table. What gets me excited is the resources we have available at NAS Pensacola. massive campus, has the ability to do a lot more there because of just how much real estate we've got. And I would be willing to just, you know, be as aggressive with them as we can. At least don't need to get Kohler too close to this thing. He might put his foot in his mouth or something.
Outstanding.
I mean, Mike's been great. Mike was the first person who called me enthusiastically about this, and he's been a great champion for the idea.
I know you got something caught in your throat. I'm going to give you a chance to clear it right now. I'm going to cut your mic off so that you can do that. And then we'll get traffic on the fives from John Pickens. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Back to rolling accident-free right now. I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29 through that construction zone. About a 15-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Jimmy Patronis, our congressman from Florida's Northwest Florida District 1. I assume the answer is no change of status yet, but any progress on the anti-drilling push, the effort to keep the Gulf Coast and the test range clear of oil platforms?
Now, I have had some dialogues with some of the folks in the energy sector that, you know, did point out because of the military presence, that is a holy grail that makes it very compelling to consider all the factors when doing any type of a lease process in the Gulf of America. So, you know, and I keep on reminding people those two industries are not compatible.
Right.
You know, I would like to have, again, I'll remind everybody who's listening that can influence it, every chamber. Every organization that does business in the Gulf, every county commission and every municipality, even special districts, if you've got the ability to write a resolution to advocate for the role that your interests have in protecting the Gulf, we will welcome those into the public comments.
Absolutely. And I know all of our local governments are doing exactly that thing. The NDAA, we finally have it. It's passed. I don't think the president has signed it yet. Pardon me of my ignorance on this, but I believe that's where we're at right now. Maybe he hasn't. I'm wrong. But you know, a lot of things in there that affect us. What did you guys see, or what do you want to promote or mention to people that's in there?
Well, I mean, people have pointed out, well, why aren't we codifying President Trump's executive orders? Well, we had 15 of them in the NDAA. We also codified 30 of his legislative proposals. So just because something that the president has put out as an executive order that you may be passionate about doesn't mean we didn't engross in one big piece of legislation like the NDAA. But, you know, we're focusing back on lethality, meritocracy, you know, accountability. We even worked on the whole procurement process and then also put a 3.8% pay raise for our service members.
Nice. Almost a 4% pay raise. You know, you mentioned it with like four words. You know, we worked on procurement. Good Lord. it's a $900+ billion budget. And we know historically procurement for the military has been a massive issue. Cost overruns,
sure.
All kinds of bad acting. I mean, just, you know, programs that didn't work out. Like across the board, there's been lots of issues. So, say a little more. What are you working on to improve procurement?
Yeah, so as of the exact details of how we're tightening it up, I'll follow up with you on that and get some more detailed language. But, you know, the procurement process in Tallahassee was challenging at times. You know, I have not really got very deep into the procurement process here in Washington, D.C., but as I've started to get more and more into it, it's a goat rope. It's a mess.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been that way for a long time, unfortunately. I would love to see a shrewd businessman and maybe a CFO get together and figure out how to solve that problem.
Part of the problem you got though is it's such a massive operation to administer, and then you want to respect cones of silence and all this, and it's so many different silos here that unfortunately it's just difficult to manage them all without some type of gaming taking place. It's It's taxpayers' money.
Well, and as you know, I'm sure you're well familiar, the problem of it's the political value of a decision as opposed to the military value of a decision, or the political clout of the people advocating for something as opposed to the strategic significance of that decision, or the economic, you know, I mean, all of these are, you know, I'm with you. I want the meritocracy. Look, we're in Northwest Florida. We depend on the military. Almost 50% of Escambia and a third of Santa Rosa depends on it. But I want, you know, I believe we are a good value, but I want the best value. I want the programs that really, you know, work to the best of the country. That actually brings me to another thing I wanted to ask you about. I read a really interesting piece last week about the analysis of why the F-47 has gotten so much funding, the next generation Air Force fighter, whereas the F-A-XX, the next generation Navy fighter, has gotten almost no, like just enough to keep the program on life support, basically, having to do with the adversary with China, the distance from China that they can push our ships out to, the relevance of aircraft carriers, plus autonomous and drones, and sort of this whole constellation of things that to me ultimately tie back to what is the future of manned aviation and manned aviation training in Northwest Florida. If we dramatically change our posture away from naval aviation and aircraft carriers, or even significantly change it, that massively affects us here. What's your picture of the future with regards to that? Tell me what you're thinking about in this regard.
Well, just like you said earlier, we're always going to have pilots. You know, as we start to see the evolution of AI, and look, I never thought we would be talking about drones in such a day-to-day sense as we're talking today. 10 years ago, you wouldn't even thought about these things, but they are going to be a real part of whatever our next force projection is for the Trump administration and moving forward. I mean, we've seen visually how effective drones can be without putting, you know, men and women in harm's way. So, I mean, all that's going to be taken into consideration. But there's still sometimes you're going to have a real set of eyes and somebody to pull the trigger. So I don't see this, you know, going away overnight. But, again, I think AI is what's become the game changer, especially when it comes to smart accuracy and lethality of focusing strictly on who the assailants are versus who are the innocents.
Yeah, and one of the things, and I was talking with Admiral Huffman about this on Friday, is he made the point that the, you know, the sailors who are coming in now are so easy with technology that they're far more adaptive to it than even we are. They're kind of, the Navy's kind of trying to let them, you know, govern things as much as possible, just because they're native speakers of the thing that's going to define the future, which is, you know, good news for the training mission. The healthcare stuff, 100%. Obviously the shutdown was related to healthcare disagreements. I don't think we're any closer to a deal in the Senate. The Speaker Johnson has been working on this roughly the same package, as I understand, the health savings accounts, $1,000 or $1,500 per person. But, I mean, January is another deadline. What's going to happen, and what's going to happen to people's health care bills?
You know, so just because we have a majority in both chambers doesn't mean it's a slam dunk to pass the type of policies that are the best interest of the taxpayer. You have got what we call blue state Republicans. We got Republicans in New York State, contrary to what some of us may think about. But you've got those blue state Republicans who have a totally different squish, because you have a state that has expanded Medicaid, has done a number of things that makes a policy from Washington, D.C. harder when you have to inoculate all 50 states of where this federal policy is going to be executed. So with a margin of 5, essentially, and you might as well say on a good day it's a margin of 1, when we try to pass some type of a health care policy, something that is such a tinderbox issue, yeah, these guys, they're worried for their life to get reelected, because they know that they're an endangered species in their state. So the speaker's been working all through the weekend trying to bring in for a landing a health care bill that brings some common sense and some empowerment to the consumer. So we'll see. Talks were very difficult. At least some of the little bloggers out there on the internet that I follow have talked about some of the internal showing that is breaking down. But this is also part of a negotiating strategy, as you leak to the press, you know, how bad things are in order to try to help your leverage point, because somebody may be winning the upper hand, and I hope the upper hand is the taxpayer.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a same thing, and you're exactly right. You know, managing the fear factor and the level of the crisis and making it seem worse than it is, if that works to your advantage, those are all well-worn political strategies. Jimmy Patronis, he is our congressman from Florida, District 1. Jimmy, as always, thank you for the time. We won't talk to you next week, but in the new year, so have a Merry Christmas, have a Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
I can call next week if you want. I love talking to you.
I'll be off. I'll be out next Monday. So
I'll call you where you are. That's okay.
We'll just have a conversation in my house.
Mobile phone is fantastic technology.
I love it, Jimmy. Thanks for the time, sir. I appreciate you. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. We'll just have a conversation in my house. It'll be good.
Exactly. Just record it. Traffic is brought to you by ECUA. Their bulk waste services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No accidents to let you know about. I-10 eastbound is starting to look a little bit better between Pine Forest and Highway 29, experiencing about a 9-minute delay there. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care. Tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When emergencies happen in Florida, every second counts. Beacon keeps you informed. It's the new statewide network bringing official emergency alerts straight from the Florida Division of Emergency Management and agencies statewide. No hype, no ads, just clear, verified updates to help protect you and your family. Download the free Beacon 24/7 Alerts app in your app store. Brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the University of Florida, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho!
I admit that on the face of it, this plan sounds idiotic and impossible. Imagine Macy's Santa Claus sending customers to Gimbel's. Ho, ho. Well, gentlemen, you cannot argue with success.
Going down. For the children, grinning from ear to ear, singing Christmas time is here.
And everybody's like, ha, 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 ho, ho, ho. Four-wheel driving through the snow, fighting the cold with some hot cocoa. Grab a grandma to the mall, we go, and there's a man outside.
I do just want to be clear. I don't even own a set of castanets.
You don't?
Oh, man, I love Toby Mac. This is actual Owl City featuring Toby Mac, but still pretty good. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Hollywood director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle have died. Their bodies were found inside their home in the Los Angeles Brentwood neighborhood on Sunday, the apparent victims of a stabbing. And the Trump administration has until Friday to release the Epstein files. That deadline set under the Epstein Files Transparency Act passed by Congress last month. And retirement options are still on the table for me. Tonight's Powerball drawing up over $1 billion.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, the horrible story about Rob Reiner and his wife. And, I mean, again, somebody who made all of our lives better. This is Spinal Tap, Stand By Me, Princess Bride, A Few Good Men. Unbelievable number of movies that he produced, directed, wrote a couple, acted in, Meathead from All in the Family, and a terrible, sad thing that happened to them.
Listen on air at 92.